We are learning Masechet Megillah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last word of Chav Ches Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Mevatim Talmud Torah lo yitzas ameis v'lachnasa sakala. Allowed to vatal Talmud Torah to go to a Levaya or to a Chasana, to be Malava, Mebeis Avil, Beis Chupasa, Rashi says, that's talking about the Kala. In those days, the Chasana Kala, they used to take the Kala, walk the Kala from her house to the Beis Chupasa. It means any type of Achnasa Kala, you're allowed to vatal Torah for that. Omro Allah, Arihuda Bar Eloi, Shem Vatal Talmud Torah, Latzahas Ameis v'lachnasa sakala. And the way the Rosh Hashanah learns is that we're saying even Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who his Torah was Umrasai, that was his thing he did the whole day, learned Torah, even he was Mavat Tama Torah La'atzah HaSameis V'achnas HaSakala. Medvar Amurim V'Shem Shom Kol Tzarkar. This is only if the mace, for example, by the Levi, doesn't have all he needs. Aviyesh Shom Kol Tzarkai, if the mace has all he needs, Eim Mavatam, they're not Mavatam, you're not Mavat Tama Torah to go to this Levi. Mekama Kotzarkai, what's called Kotzarkai? Om Rav Shmuel Bar Anya, Mishmei Derav, Treisa Alfi Gavri, 12,000 people, Vishisa Alfi Shpuri, and plus that, 6,000 people blowing shofar to tell everyone about the Levaya. V'amri Lo, so I'm saying, Treisa Alfi Gavri, altogether 12,000 people, Umenai Vishisa Alfi Shpuri, and out of the 12,000, 6,000 are ones who blow shofar. So you need a lot of people to be called Kotzarkai. Uli Omar, a different shear. He says, if you have from the door of the city until the basic forest, there's people straight through, that's enough people for the Levaya. Rav Sheish Shomar, Kinesinosa, he says, even bigger shear. Like, just like the Sidas HaTayra. Sidas HaTayra was 600,000 people. Kach Netilosa, just like the Sinasa of Torah, just like it was taken away, which means the Talmud Chacham was taken away, you also need 600,000 people. Man Sinasa of Shishim Reb, which is when Torah is given, you need 600,000 people. Afnei Tilasa b'Shishim Reb. So, but the Gemara says, Hani Mili Man the Kari V'Tanya. It's only someone who learned Chumash and Mishnayis. Avol Man the Masnei, someone not only who learned Torah and learned Mishnayis, learned Gemara, but he also taught. Less shura. If he taught other people, there's no shear for the size of his levaya. And Tosfos speaks out. So from that you learn, if someone did not read Chumash or learn Mishnayos, then he has no din shear. There's no din he should have called Tzarkai. And the Rishonim speak out, it's enough to have a minion by the levaya. So it would come out like this. If someone doesn't learn a word, his levaya should be a minion. If he learned Chumash and Mishnayos and Gemara, then he gets 600,000 people. If he's someone who taught other people Torah, then there's no shear to the size of the Levaya. And the shaila is, what are we saying on today that people are not about Talmud Torah, they're not about the work to go to Levaya? The Chorus, before you over here, you need called Sarkai by Levaya, which is, if a guy taught learning, it's en shear. And if the guy didn't teach learning, if he learned, it's 600,000 people. So it's a big tumble exactly what the heter is. And the basic heter that a lot of Chuba Svarim give is because it's only if you see the Levaya coming walking by, then you have to go out. If you don't see it, you just hear about it, that's not enough. That's one shot. Shlomo Zalman had a different shot that he says, since you don't know exactly what time the Levaya will go out, when they give a time, it's never exact time, therefore you're not mechuyev to Vatal Torah because you know exactly what time the Levaya will go out. Tanya, Shimei Yechoyema, Borei Kamu Chavivim Yisrael Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Come and see how precious, how chaviv Klal Yisrael is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. She, v'chol makom shegalum, any place they went to Golus, Shechinah Imam. Shechinah went along with them. Golu Mitzrayim, Shechinah Imam. They went to Golus Mitzrayim, the Shechinah came along with them. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, where Eli has a nevuah, it says, Anigla neglesi lebeis avicha v'yos Mitzrayim, that I reveal myself to your father's house in b'yosam b'Mitzrayim, when they were Mitzrayim. Which means referring actually to Aaron HaKohen. So, but that's not Pashto. That means to Aaron HaKohen. But this is an avua that Pashto so was Vayavi Ishal Akim was Al Kana. It says Vayavi Ishal Akim Al Eli. Vayavi Elav Koyim Hashem and Nigla Negleis Levisavicha. Didn't I reveal myself to your father's house? So that means that he was in Mitzrayim also. Because Baruch was in Mitzrayim. And we dash like he sent his Shechina to Babel. Also, from the galus that they're gonna be redeemed from, in the end of galus, also Hashem is there also. How do we know? Shenema, v'shav Hashem alekecha shvuscha v'heishlo nema, el v'shav. Sounds like Hashem himself will come back. It means Hashem is there in galus with us, and when Hashem brings back the galus, he's going to come along with us. V'lamein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shav imam v'bein ha-galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come back with the galus. Shav imam v'bein ha-galus. Talk to more about Babel Hecha. Where is the Shechina in the Babel? In Babel, where was the Shechina situated? On Abaye, Beknishta the Hutzal, or Beknishta the Shafi Yosef. There are two Chashav Abatim Midrashim there. Either the basic Knesses of Hutzal, or the Beknishta the Shafi Yosef. Shafi Yosef was the basic Knesses, which was built very, very early on when Yechanya went into Galus. That's before the Korban Bayis Rishon. And he brought with him stones and earth from Eretz Yisrael, and he built the shul there. And that shul was called the shul of Shafi Yosef. So that's where Shechina is found. Don't say the Shechina is found in both of them. Sometimes here, and sometimes this place. One of the two about the Midrash, that's where Shechina is found. Not both at the same time, but one of them. Omar Abaya, tasily, I should get a schar, a schos. Even if I found parsa away, which is four mil, which is very far away, which is 72 minutes away, he still goes and davens there. That means he's 72 minutes away, he dafka travels there to daven in that shul of the Shaf V'Yosef. He wants to daven the shul where the Shechina is. The Gemara gives a few examples of the Shechina was there. Avu the Shmuel of a Levi, have a Yasve, beknishta the Shaf V'Yosef, and Adai. Avu the Shmuel and Levi were sitting in the basic Knesset of Shaf V'Yosef. Ben Adoy, Asya, Shechina, the Shechina started coming. Shomu Kol Rikshu, they heard shaking, come on Afko, they got up and left. That's the story, they got up and left. And the Yavits asked, why did they get up and leave? Why did they get up and leave? The Shechina's coming, why did they leave? So, if not for the Yavits, we wouldn't be able to say this ourselves. But the Yavit says, Shema Be'emes Osku Oz B'dovar Hashus, Kidle'el, the Rabbanon Sharu, they weren't learning. They were handling a dvar shush, which is mutter for Thomas Chacham doing Beis Medrash. So therefore, when the Shechina came, they had to leave because they weren't talking Torah. So afraid of the Yavid, some time bar, he asked the Shechina to have a little suki of a rice, let them start learning Torah. Yes, Shlomer, he answers, he goes, "Osku bel ada inna leming the Torah by Gavna." Because if they didn't learn until now, it's not going to help them anymore. So that's where he left. Rav Sheshus have a Yosef Beknishta. Rav Sheshus was a saginor, which means he couldn't see. He was sitting there, Spanish Shafi Yosef Ben Adai. As the Shechina came, Leinafku. He didn't belong, he didn't leave. Also, Lachashar was coming vastly, and Lachashar came and started scaring him. I'm going to find a very slim. Olav Hashem Olav, Minitcha Bnei Mi. Someone who is downtrodden or not downtrodden, who gets pushed because of who? Amalhu Shafku. Hashem said, leave him alone. He can't see, it's hard for him to get out. Don't make him leave. He can stay there. In the Pasuk, it says that in Galus also it says l'chein emar koyamar Hashem lekim. It's a pasuk in the Cheskel. Kirchaktim begoyim. I spread them out in the goyim v'chevitoysim v'aratos. I've made them far in the goyim and spread them out in the aratos. Ve'elahem a mikdash ma'at ba'aratos bo Hashem. So what's the mikdash ma'at? Rav Yitzchok elu bate knesiyos ubate medrashim v'bavol. These are the bate knesiyos and the bate medrashim in Bavol. That's where it's like a mikdash ma'at. It's our base of mikdash. This is Rav's house in Bavel where they taught Torah. Dorosh Rav, what's on the pasuk? Hashem ma'oin ata yisalanu, that Hashem, you have a place, a dwelling place between us. Where is that? Elu, but the knesses about the midrashes. That's the basic knesses and basic midrash. Amar Abaye, mereish havegasina bebeis. So I used to learn in my house. I used to daven in the shul. Kivna Sham lo hadakom David. Hashem ahavti ma'im b'secha. Once I heard this pasuk that Hashem loves ma'im b'secha, so I want to learn in Hashem's dwelling place. Having seen a beknishta, I started learning in the Beis Medrash. Tanya, Rav Loza Akapar Omer. I see the Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos of Bavel Shuk Veretz Shaul. One day, the Batei Knesiyos and the Batei Midrashos of Bavel, and which means anywhere in Chutz La'aretz, will one day come to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar ki ketavar baharim ukekarmel bayam yavoi. That it says by Matan Torah that these two mountains, Har Tava and Har Carmel, were really in different places. They were in different countries. And by Shas, Matan Torah, they came to Matan Torah, and therefore they were transplanted into Eretz Yisrael. Now we know Har Carmel, Har Tava is in Eretz Yisrael. It only came for a short amount of time, Lumat Torah. Only for Matan Torah they came. Only for Maimon Har Sinai. It's all they came for. Still in the Kvot and Eretz Yisrael, they were now established in Eretz Yisrael. But the Knesset about Rosh Shekarim of Bitzman Torah, the Batek Knesset about Rosh and Bavel, that they lane Torah, they read Chumash, and they marbitz Torah. Of course, Achas Kama Kama, that they'll be transplanted into Eretz Yisrael. Doris Bakapar, Maidach Siv, says in the Pasuk, Loma Taratston Haram Gavnunim. Pasuk Shalom means, why are the mountains, the high mountains, dancing? Yotz Abasko of Amalem, Loma Tirchudin, a different taich. Loma Tirchudin of Sinai. Why are you having a dinner in Sinai? That why does Sinai get the Matan Torah? Kuchen Bali Mumun, all you other mountains, you're all Bali Mumun. It's a Sinai. Klape Har Sinai, you have blemishes. How do we know that? Because the word gavnunim can mean a mum. Ksiv hacha gavnunim. Ksiv hasim says in the parasha of mumin, a gibin edak, a different type of mumin in the eye. So we see gavnunim can be a lashon of a mum. So therefore, the pasuk is saying, the way we darsh in the pasuk to say, that we're saying, telling to all the mountains, why are you jealous of Har Sinai? Or why are you going to din against Har Sinai? You're all about mum. I'm Ravashi Shvami. No, hay man du yar about mum. We see from here, someone who is about gaiva, someone who's haughty, he's considered about mum. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Ein oisin oisa kapandira." You can't make the shul into a shortcut. My kapandira, amarava kapandira kishma. Like what's like the word kapandira? My kishma. What does mean kishma? The word kapandira comes from this. Kamande Omar ad the mekifna adori eil baha. That instead of going around the rows of townhomes, I will go through the shul as a shortcut. That's the word kapandira means. If before they built the shul, this was a pathway, a shortcut for people to walk through, mutter, then that came before the shul, and therefore it's mutter. You went into the shul not to make it into a shortcut. You went into the shul, whatever the reason is, you went to learn. Then mutter says it's kapandira. Then you could use it as a shortcut. If you didn't go in for that reason, you're allowed to use it as a shortcut. Baruch Chel Be'am Rav Huna, Hanichas Neskesel L'Spalel, if you go into Davin, Mutu L'Soysa Kapandira. If you went into Davin, you can make it into Kapandira. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, but it makes the Mikdash, V'voy Amoritz Pnei Hashem V'moyadim. When Klai Yisrael came up to Har Abayis, to Mitzvah Mikdash, but V'moyadim, Habo Derech Shart Sofoy, Nushtach, V'as Yosh Derech Shart Nagev. They went out. The ones who came to Shar Tzafon, they dafka went out to Shar Negev. The reason is to show chavivas for the makam. They circled the whole entire makam, went out the other door. On kapanim, so you see in the Gemara here that you let him make kapandir when you go into davin. The kasha is, what are these two memories? The first memory says, if you go in shloyam nas to do a kapandir, then it's mutter to do. Then it says, anichlas l'spalel. So what we just said? If you go in shloy amnas las as a kapandira, you're allowed to do it. So why add on l'spal? So there's a few truths. The ikar teretz and the mishbrua like that teretz that you're not gerus mutter. The second one by nichas v'esgas l'spal. You don't say mutter. It's mitzvah las as a kapandira. It's a mitzvah to go out the other door. Why? Because you want to show chavivis and go in every part of the beis medrash. So therefore, a nichas l'spal. It's a mitzvah to do a shortcut to the shul. That's one shot. The Magen Avraham has a different shot. The Magen Avraham says that difference like this. If you go in not to daven, so then you have to go in shloyam nas to do a kapandria, do a shortcut. But if you go into daven, you can have a mind to do a shortcut. For example, you want to use a shul as a shortcut, so you go in daven a little bit and make a shortcut. Because once you go into daven, then you can use it as a shortcut. That's the way the Magen Avraham learns. So I think about it. Olubaya Savim. It said in the Mishnah that Olubaya Savim, if it grew grass in the Beis Medrash, Lo Yitlosh, you shouldn't. This still went a Beis Medrash that was Charev. So he said in the Mishnah, a Beis Medrash that was Charev still retains its Kedusha. So if grass grew in it, Lo Yitlosh, you should not be toilish to grass, because it's good to see how it should bother you. The Beis Medrash looks decrepit, and if it has grass, it looks even more decrepit, maybe you rebuild it. You're not allowed to detach the grass and feed it to your animal. You can tell us maniach. Why? Because when you're maniach, it's also aguas nefesh. If you cut the grass and leave it there, it's also not represented. It's also not covered. Our Mishnah that says lo yitlosh means lo yitlosh and to feed it to the animals. But avadi, you tell us maniach. Tanu rabbanon, basic kavaros. They'll say a lot about the basic kavaros now. It's covered amaze. Basic kavaros ain't noyig in mekalas rosh. You should not be noyig kalas rosh in basic kavaros. You don't take a behemoth to graze inside a basic kavaros. It's not covered on maize. You don't lead through the basic kavaros a ditch of water because it might flood the kavaros. And you don't cut the grass. And if you cut the grass, you burn it in its place because it's also bahana. And this means you shouldn't be malakit to give to your behemoth. Of course, you want to make it look nice, you'll add it malakit asavim, but to feed it to behemoth, you should not malakit asavim. And if you do it, so either it's because of knas or it's because of asa bahana, you burn it. You have to burn it. But play cover mason, because of cover mason. Hey, who's play cover mason going on? You lay my seifa. If it's going on seifa, kivin shasharfim, kivin my cover mason mika. What's the cover mason to burn the grass? Ela reish, it means the reish. Reish shouldn't come graze in the basic forest, shouldn't put an amas mayim through. Those halachas, that's all it's covered amaz. But the sarfam is a different reason. Either it's knas or it's also, no, it's not it's covered amaz.